News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Irish children are overweight because they are driven everywhere. That is the view of Roisin Garvey, Green Party Centre and Deputy Leader of the party. She joins us now. Roisin, what prompted you to make this statement?
Yeah, I suppose you're kind of taking this out of the full statement, which was what happens with the media. Look, one of the factors with children being unhealthy is because we don't have safe places for them to play or to walk or to cycle. The journalist was asking us about school traffic, and I was saying, like, every single August, the whole country goes, oh no, school traffic, we're back to this again. And it makes a huge difference to how everybody moves and how everybody gets to work and gets to school and everything. So I was making the point that the reason it is so bad, the traffic, is because the parents are forced to drive their kids everywhere, basically, and to school, namely. And a lot of that is because we don't have the proper infrastructure. I know Eamon Ryan has put money into active travel or, you know, infrastructure for walking and cycling, and I do see some improvements, but we need to make sure that it's done right so that it's connected and it's done in a way that is user-friendly so that the parents have confidence to allow their children maybe to be able to walk either with them if they're too young or independently if they're older, like we all did when we were children.
Is it as simple as just providing infrastructure? There are a lot more reasons than that why kids aren't cycling, are there not?
I think the number one issue, I mean, I worked with schools for 12 years full-time on looking at car use and on behavioural change. So I do think behavioural change is a massive factor as well.
But like, for example, why are there so many more boys cycling to school than girls cycling to school?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I said that to your researcher. There's only 500 teenage girls in the entire country cycling to school, which is a whole other issue. I mean, that is insane. We used to do these Love Your workshops just for teenage girls, you know, and they'd be self-conscious about how they'd look when they get off the bike, and there's all these things around, oh, I'll be all sweaty when I get to school. But of course, if you give cycle training, and I did have some successes with getting some teenage girls to cycle to school in the Colossus, I remember in Ennis, the big school there. But it's a lot of work. It is a lot of work. They need to have confidence on the road. They need to have confidence in themselves to know they can cycle safely and arrive without looking like a hot, sweaty mess, which basically comes down to things like infrastructure. Like, even in flat towns, you don't... There's a myth there that if you cycle, it means you sweat. But if you use your gears properly, actually, that's not the case. So, like, I can cycle to Leinster House now and not arrive in a hot, sweaty mess. So I suppose there is things, there's an education piece there as well. And there's some great work being done by Green Schools, which is who I worked with for 12 years. We had a travel flag in particular. And out of that, we got to start walking buses and even some cycle buses. And Park and Stride's another great one, for maybe places where they don't have really good infrastructure. Lots of rural schools were able to at least stop maybe half a kilometre from the school and give the kids some fresh air on the way to school. I mean, that's what it's about at the end of the day. Children are children now, the same as they were when we were small. I know things have changed, but they do absolutely love going for a walk, having the chat, going for a cycle.
But we're mollycoddling, though, aren't we? I mean, I accept the point, and we need to have better infrastructure and we need better cycling lanes. But we as parents are mollycoddling this generation in a way our parents didn't mollycoddle us. I mean, there was no cycling infrastructure 30 years ago and a lot more kids were cycling to school.
Yeah, but that was to do with the lack of car numbers. I mean, the number one fear now is car numbers and speed. You know, that wasn't the same. When I used to cycle 5 kilometres to get the bus or down to Camogie training, that was no problem. But I mean, the amount of cars on the road now, you know, you can't blame parents for going, are you mad? I'm not letting my kid out on that road. Lots of roads are not safe for those children to go out on. But, I mean, there is some mollycoddling. But also, I mean, there is fear. There is a fear factor if we don't have good infrastructure. And I'm not talking about rural areas. I mean, we've been waiting an awful long time till there's any cycle lanes anywhere. You know, that's why we're pushing for greenways, because at least when you have greenways, you see the local kids get the benefits and they're...
I think we've seen that in Westport, where a lot of kids use
the
greenway
and Galway and Athlone and Mullingar. There's a lot of greenways there now, and we're looking for one in Clare as well. We've got some money... Some work done on it already, but you know, I think everybody should be looking for safe places for their kids to be able to.
The obvious point to make, Roisin, is your party's been in government for the last 4 years. Have you done enough in relation to cycling infrastructure?
God, no, absolutely not. Now, you imagine, sure, it takes about 2 or 3 years to get any research done on ecology reports and local impact statements, and geez, you've no idea how long everything takes, Shane. You want the patience of Jude to get anything done in this in politics. Everything is complicated and everything takes forever. We're only getting started, really, with the 4 years only making a dent in it. I mean, we'll be getting a cycle lane now in Ennis, out to Tuller Road, finally. I've been looking for that for 12 years. the money is there now. We have the staff in local authorities. We need to make sure we get staff who understand DACS of travel, who aren't just all car users, because there's a whole different perspective for somebody who walks or cycles from somebody inside a metal box.
And just
a lot of our engineers need to get out of the cars, go onto bikes.
Are you worried about the health? Just finally, are you worried about the health of our kids because of all this?
Yeah, because, you know, it's really good for their mental health as well. And I had Jigsaw in the mental health issues for our young people is just kind of off the scale, you know. And, like, who doesn't feel good after a bit of physical movement, or whether it's walking or cycling? And instead of having to force teenagers or kids to do these things, it should be like something that's built into their natural day.
Okay, we will leave it there. Roisin Garvey, Green Party Senator, deputy leader of her party. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.